What is the fadila of fasting on the 9th of Arafat, Arafah? The place where the people go on the day of Arafah, that plain is called Arafat. And Arafah is the day. So the 9th of Arafah is, there's a hadith in Tirmidhi which says that the Prophet ﷺ said that anybody who fasts on the day of Arafah, they will, I have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will have mercy, Allah will forgive their previous year's misdeeds and their next year's misdeeds. So that is very powerful. There's very few hadiths that speak about forgiveness for something in advance. So the Prophet ﷺ used to fast this fast every single year until the last year before he died when he was in Hajj, and he didn't fast it when he was a Haji. But generally, he fasted throughout on the 9th of Arafah. So it has a huge reward. In fact, all of these days, if you do any worship in here, according to some narrations, it's superior to even the days of Ramadan, and a night superior to Laylatul Qadr. But a lot of people are missing out on this. But if nothing else, fast on the 9th, because that holds this great reward that a previous year's sins will be forgiven and a future one year's, you know, the next year's sins will also be forgiven. According to some scholars, they've kind of correlated this. They've looked at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every year he kept this fast. The year that he did not keep the fast, that was the year after that was the one in which he passed away. So essentially what some of them are saying, what some ulama have mentioned, is that if you fast on this day, because you've got a whole year's sins to be forgiven, meaning your next year's sins, they can only be done if you stay alive for another year. So if you fast, you'll be given another life for another year. Obviously that's not definite and definitive in any way, shape or form, but that is a point that they've looked at. So yeah, I would encourage everybody to fast on that day.